last night's Lansing City Council meeting. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us about last night's meeting.
Last night's meeting, it was, for the most part, uneventful. However, there was a late item that came to the floor. It was a resolution that was presented by Councilmember Derek Quinney that opposes this plan by the U.S. Postal Service to close the Collins Road Mail Processing Center and merge it with the Grand Rapids facility. And that passed unanimously by the council. His main concerns, of course, is basically what you've heard about, job losses, about later mail delivery, especially first-class mail. Nowadays, you typically have to wait just one day. Now that could be 3 days as a result of this proposed merger. So he's got a lot of concerns about it, and so they're sending this resolution to the U.S. Postal Service.
All right. Well, the resolutions probably won't keep them from closing it if they make that choice, but it can't hurt either.
It definitely doesn't hurt to speak your mind, and you never know how far it can go. You got nothing to lose.
Now, in a story I first heard here yesterday from your news report, the city clerk had an interesting idea to save a little cash for the city.
Yeah, he did. And this isn't the first time this year that he has presented this proposal. He wants to cut down the number of required council meetings from 50 to 26 as part of an amendment to the city charter. He thinks, like you said, this could save a lot of money. He mentions this in the newscasts that have run this morning. And keep in mind as well that this would be a reduction of the number of required meetings. So even if it were to go through and if it were to become reality, council could still meet 50 times a year if they wanted. This would just knock down the requirement from 50 to 26.
All right, before we let you go, any serious business going to get done before the end of the year?
I don't think so. I think really a lot of the issues were those that were on the ballot on election day, especially the millage. And now that that passed, I think that takes really a huge weight off their shoulders. And I think any of the major stuff we'll wait for early next year.
All right. Was the mayor at the meeting last night?
The mayor was not at the meeting last night.
Rich Earle, WILS News Director. Thank you.
Thank you.